1620-94.5 WTAW. In the fall of 2023, Blinn College began a review of its strategic plan. During February's Board of Trustees meeting, approval was given to recommendations by a 16-member committee. That group, joined by administrators and consultant in reviewing Blinn's mission and vision statements and continuing three overall priorities. During a February 8th workshop, Blinn's Director of Institutional Research, George Guajardo, told trustees that Blinn's students, employees, and selected advisory board members were invited to answer a survey of open-ended questions that included what the college could do better.
It allows the recipient of the question to kind of fill in whatever meaning they want, because we really, it's less about the question, it's more about what these folks are telling us.
The committee received feedback from 181 people, representing 17% of those who could have completed the questions regarding Blinn's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.
Interesting to talk about response rates, because it really just depends on your audience and the kind of data you're collecting. In higher education setting, in modern kind of email kind of a survey, 17%, 18% is actually fairly good. We typically see response rates kind of south of 10%.
During the Blinn Trustees meeting on February 20th, consultant Steve Johnson brought up aligning one goal, student success, with the state's new funding formula for community colleges that's based on outcomes.
Clearly, those drive student success. And so the more you wrap around those services to achieve those dollars, you also achieve that student success.
Another priority is performance excellence. Johnson says one component is communication.
There was also a sense that there could be more efforts put in way to better communicate the excellence that is this institution, both to internal stakeholders, and that includes students, but also external stakeholders.
A third priority is planned growth. Johnson referred to Blinn's facilities master plan.
To optimize current facilities to best support the work that's going on here at Blinn. I don't think that surprises anyone, but I think we felt it was important, and we heard particularly from SWOT analysis, that need to emphasize continued improvement within current facilities, keeping them up.
This is 1620-94.5 WTAW.